are live.
Hello.
Welcome to the pod.
To the potty.
What does that sound like?
The potty. It sounds like potty training.
Yeah. But it's potty, like pod. I know you guys get it, so I don't know why I'm explaining myself.
Anyways.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to
Open Range.
I was waiting for you guys to stay together.
I didn't know that.
Sorry.
My bad.
Brain eye coordination.
Brain and eye coordination.
I see it happening, but it's like my brain is like, it's okay. Take your time.
That'd be me a lot.
I wonder if like, I don't think people would be able to hear like the ambience of the rain outside. It's like,
I don't think so. It's like
storming outside.
The reawakening outside or something.
Do you guys like the rain?
No.
Same.
I love the rain.
Because you'd be falling asleep to the rain.
Yeah, because sometimes I can't sleep and I have to like play like rain sounds or but even generally, like I hate being outside when it's raining because I hate like being wet and stuff and cold. But like I like being inside and either watching like movies or making something. Like I feel like rain is productive weather for me.
Being outside in the rain actually makes me feel extremely nasty.
Same.
Especially, it's like being outside in the rain, like, makes me feel like when I step in water with socks on, and it's like,
yes, I was talking to somebody, like, it was a while ago, but I was like, I hate wet ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what the fuck? What, you hate wet ground? I'm like, yeah, when it rains and the floor is wet, I just, it's disgusting to me.
Or like, I saw this tweet that was like, this girl, she was like, I hate when I'm in the shower and the shower curtain touches me. It makes me want to retake the shower all over again. And everybody quoted like, oh, you don't wash your shower curtain, blah, blah, blah. But it's like just having a foreign wet object touch you just makes you feel disgusting.
Weird. I agree, definitely.
You know? Especially like, I think the worst would be like if you dug your hand into something you couldn't see or know and then it's like wet.
Oh,
that's
actually like, why I can't do the... You know the one where they cover your eyes and you have to guess the object?
Oh, what you're feeling?
I could never. Hell nah.
Like, it's fun to watch, but now I'm thinking about whether or not I could actually, like, do it.
I mean, if they're going to pay me, I'm going to for sure, but, like, I would probably be nervous as fuck.
It also depends on the people, because it's like, most of the videos I've seen, it's all cute and stuff, but when they be putting animals and stuff in there. And
if they put a snake, I swear, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I have like an irrational fear of snakes. I don't know what would happen.
I thought you said I have an arachnophobia. I was going to say, I don't think that's...
No, arachnophobia.
Isn't that for like spiders? Yeah. Okay.
Or is it no arachnophobia?
I don't know. Yeah, what the right word is.
I'm not that smart.
Girl, you are.
I don't know. But I remember in like sophomore year, we had exams and it was biology and they had like a snake. And they didn't tell us they were going to have a snake. Like we had no idea. And like me over here being extremely afraid of snakes, like freaked out. Like I ran out of the class. Like what the fuck? But
they
it was
had a
dead
snake
though.
Where?
For biology. In our exams, we had to identify stuff.
It was dead, though. Like, it was the one they put in
the chemical.
It was
dead, but it freaked me out even more.
You didn't have to touch it?
Nice. No, I didn't have to touch it. But I had to touch it.
Dramatic.
I don't know. I can't do snakes.
I hate snakes.
And sometimes, like, I'll see, like, baby snakes or I'll see snakes online and be like, it's pretty or it's cute. But, like...
It's cute on screen.
Yeah, but just not in person.
Or tarantulas. I think tarantulas are really cute. I mean, I've held one before. They're really soft, like a gerbil or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know really that I would hold one, but I think
they're really... They're something. They're really big, too. Bigger than the average spider, of course.
Of course.
I've seen those on, like, computers or, like, YouTube. But I would never.
It's so worth it. And then it like crawled up my arm really fast because it was scared.
Aren't they really poisonous though?
No.
Well, I know that they can paralyze you.
Really?
Yeah. I heard like they were really deadly or something like that.
Well, I think that not all of them are really deadly. This is also me randomly saying stuff that I don't know is true.
I mean, I don't think kids would have them as pets if they were like super
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so true, I think some true. Of them some aren't people. As like aren't venomous, mm-hmm. but some of them have venom that paralyzes people. Yeah.
Cause my teacher was saying like they're actually more afraid of you. Yeah. You are of them.
Oh. And that's what they say for also, most animals yeah. The ones that I think the ones that do paralyze you only paralyze you like for a couple hours. So
only a couple hours.
Hell yeah. Nah, I'm good. Thank you.
Just a couple hours.
So yeah, that's not like that bad compared to like a snake bite. So
yeah.
Yeah, guys. But we're back, another episode of Open Range. And you can follow us on our social media. Follow me at Raula X. I always forget my social name. Ourselves, Raula. Yeah. Okay, I'm Raula, guys. Hey, guys, it's me, Raula.
I mean, y'all gonna see us every episode, so.
Right.
What's the point of introducing every point, episode? Yeah. Yeah, by now, like.
If, I mean, if in case this is your first episode, like, listening. Oh, yeah. I'm Raula. Raula. I cannot even say my name, but it's you can follow me on social media at Raulax, R-A-O-L-A-X. Yeah, that's me.
And I'm Sydney, the illustrious, you know, talented, beautiful, iconic. You know?
Yes.
Just keep it coming.
Right. Yeah.
But my Instagram is at cluelessful, C-L-U-E-L-E-S-S-F-U-L. And the first time I tried to spell that, it was very difficult.
Wait, can you spell that again? Because I don't know.
What if I had like a earpiece in my ear, somebody telling me like how to spell it, and then you just ruined it and I have to spell it again by myself?
Oh, no, that would be.
It's C-L-U-E-L-E-S-S-F-U-L.
Okay, that's. Yeah. When you see it, you know exactly what it is. But when you spell it, it's like
I've been debating on changing it actually, because I'm like, but it's like I don't know to what. So if you have any suggestions, please let me know.
I think it's a cool handle.
I think it's a cool handle.
I'm sick of it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, same kind of like I was thinking about changing mine, but only because I think I wanted it to be more. Like, because my handle used to be On This Season, mm-hmm. and the reason for that was because my alias is Season, and that was because I wanted to produce, like, different genres or, like, mm-hmm. different vibes. So it's like, you know what? What if I had, like, music entitled, like, an album Season 1, and then the tracks are, like, episodes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, my tag would be, like,
Big Brain.
On This Season, or, like, next on season. Like,
you know, that's so cool. Vision. I think you should do it.
Yeah. I know, right? And so changing it to Sounds From Season, I'm like, maybe
gotta,
On This Season is cooler than Sounds
gotta
From
bleep,
Season.
Bleep, bleep, all that in podcasts.
Oh, get yeah, probably get
so I'm going to steal that shit.
High key, fuck.
Somebody's going to be
please
like,
please don't steal my
season.
Idea. Please don't. Don't thank you.
I just want to change it because it wasn't what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be Clueless and just that, but that was taken. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
you know, Clueless and underscore.
I don't like underscores.
I hate underscores.
Or period.
You know why I hate underscores? Because you know that the name they wanted was taken.
Literally. And it looks sloppy.
Exactly.
I'm so lucky because my name is like rare. So like no one ever.
I felt bad for, I don't know if you remember Lil' Kid, but the dude that for, I mean, y'all are gonna stay tuned for the shows, but the dude whose music we use on our shows, Rated,
mm-hmm.
His account got hacked, right? And his original account is like Lil' Kid. Like, mm-hmm. He took it. Like, no one else took that name. And then now he got hacked and now there's an underscore on his new account. And like
that's
that just
tragic.
Proves my
really
point.
Tragic.
I'm also sorry to anybody with underscores in their name. They're probably listening like, what's wrong with my name? Like, what?
It's just, it's not authentic
it's not
to me.
Not clean.
Because it's like,
you know,
you wanted a name, but somebody got to it before you.
I
so now
even
you're
think
stuck
about
with
it
the underscore.
I wasn't thinking about it that
yeah,
deep.
I think
I just see it like, oh, okay, just more underscores. Cool.
I feel like if you're not using your Instagram for like over 2 or 3 years, Instagram should just kick you.
I know.
Yeah,
do you know how mad I was? Because I wanted my handle to just be Season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that has Season taken was this person with like 2 followers, no photo, and had not been active for like years. Like since like 2015.
How do you know though?
Because I saw the one post was posted
from
2015.
Yeah. Maybe that's like a secret account.
Their burner.
They're like,
fuck you
yeah.
and your secret account. Like that's supposed to be my main account.
Do you guys have burners?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
I
have a lot.
Oh, wait.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Good. Can't confirm nor deny if I do have one, but I got my eye on you.
Well, yeah. You wouldn't know.
Like, you don't know the name.
Exactly.
It's not something anyone would
think. I'd be coming up with goofy stuff, right? Like, same. Who is this?
No, I was going to say I have one that I used to, like, message my ex who blocks me on everything, but let's save that.
Wait, totally introduce yourself Introduce yourself first before getting into
it. Let's save that for the actual conversation today. Anyway, so shit, I didn't introduce myself the whole time.
I'm like,
y'all, what up? I'm Season. Or she just called me Tolu. I don't know. This is very conflicting.
This happens every podcast. So,
no, because I just had a conversation with somebody because they were like, what should I call you? And it was like a real moment for me. It's like, what should you call me? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What do you prefer?
I don't know. That's like, I'm fine with people calling me Season, and I'm also fine with people calling me Tolu. Like, both of them is fine. Look, but like, I feel like it's weird for my close friends or like my family to be like, what up, Season?
Yeah, like, I'm about to be like, for me, like at home, I'm like, you know, Tolu. Like, I can't be on the podcast 2 seconds later, like, oh, Season. Like, it just doesn't come natural.
Yeah.
But I can definitely like adjust if that. You want that.
Well, maybe for the world, because this is more of a public thing, I'm going to say Season.
I'm going to call her.
Or imagine, like, Season. You texting in a group chat, like, did you go in my room, Season?
No, for real.
Imagine a family group chat and dad's like, where have you been, Season? Like, or
call home, Season. Going to
happen. Yo, especially because my parents are African, so and I can imagine the accent. Like,
Season! What are you...
Oh my god, I cannot imagine that.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. But y'all listening probably can call me Season.
And you can follow us on Range.
Oh, what's your
IG?
Our Instagram, yeah.
Sounds from Season, and Season is spelled SCN. And my Twitter is Next on Season. Same spelling.
Make sure to follow us on all our social medias. Follow Range Media on Instagram, YouTube, and on Spotify.
And
we are Open Range Twitter.
And yeah, Twitter.
Yes.
You need to take over the Twitter account because we high-key don't even be doing shit on there.
Yeah, you know, you can take over that.
Twitter mogul.
So, Tolu, you want to, you know, bring us to the episode? What are we talking about?
Yo, so... Today we're talking about red flags.
Red, and white flags. You know, a little bit of like green positivity
flags.
Here.
White flags
is giving up.
Okay, never mind. Green flags. You're right. I don't know why I thought white flag.
Mm-mm. White flag is like, won.
With like the cartoons and they like wave the flag at the end. Oh, my bad, guys. Yeah
that's green flag. Like the... No, wait, white flag is victory.
No, white flag is you.
You lost.
Oh.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
One. Please don't come hit me again.
Damn. I remember that for white flag.
Okay.
From Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember Tom and Jerry.
You don't remember Tom
and Jerry? I mean, obviously I know what it is, but like I don't remember a lot of episodes. I don't remember the white flag episode of Tom and Jerry.
You remember him in a zoot suit like... Let me take you home, sweetie. Like
I think I remember that episode. Wasn't like the...
That's like
wasn't
a couple
there two
episodes.
Times though? Like, wasn't it another
it was
cat?
Another cat?
It was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a... Wasn't it, like, a season? Not a season,
it but
it was a couple episodes with that, like...
He kept wearing that musty suit, you know? I know you don't have dry cleaning.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, what are we talking about?
Okay. Like, what? Who wants to start?
I don't want to start because, like, I feel like I want to go off of you guys. So, yeah.
Okay. I guess I could start then. I feel like y'all are staring at me. But I guess a red flag for me is love bombing.
Oof.
I didn't even know what that was called until she explained it to me. But yeah, like when people give you like a lot of attention or like moving really fast at the beginning, like giving a lot of attention. Yeah, for sure. Like, okay, you're into this person.
And let's also Google these terms as we...
Yeah, you know what? Let me even make sure that's the right term.
That's the right term. I'll be following these people. They be saying
it. You know, okay.
Love bombing.
Love bombing.
It's so crazy. I'm literally Googling it right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Love bombing is an attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection. It can be used in different ways and for either positive or negative purposes. Psychologists have identified love bombing as a possible part of a cycle of abuse and have warned against it. It also has been described as the psychological manipulation in order to create a feeling of unity within a group against a society perceived as hostile. That's a lot of words, guys.
Yeah, honestly, the last I cut off like at the middle.
she blanked out. She
blanked out. I was like, wait, processing, yeah, loading.
I definitely, Tolu has had a lot of experiences with like love bombing. I've only had one.
I've had this, like, this was my most recent relationship. This is how it started. It started with love bombing. And because of the fact that, like, I didn't grow up with a lot of, like, love and affection, like, being shown to me, and I'd never been in a relationship like that, I thought maybe, like, is this normal? Like, mm-hmm. Is this what relationships are supposed to be? And I just don't know.
Oh, also a part of love bombing is when they, like, do all that, but, like, walk away.
Yeah, they take everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they snatch it away from you.
Okay. I think towards the end, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. But, you know, basically, like, that's a red flag now to me because, obviously, I experienced it in the past and I've learned from it. But it's like, you know, this person is just, like, all of a sudden, like, literally on the first day I met this person, they're calling me baby.
That's a smooth talker.
I'm there. I'm like, this person.
She was like, what the fuck?
Like, hold up. This is too soon. You just met them today. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So me being like, I mean, I don't even know why I let that happen. Like, why was I so dumb?
I mean, I think it feels good. Like, you're still talking to me. Like, oh my goodness.
I think you're like excited. Like,
I was excited. This person was so caring and affectionate and calling me baby and like bunny and rabbit and nicknames that I never did.
First of all, I hate the names. On a personal level, if I was in a relationship with anyone, like, first of all, don't fucking call me bunny.
Well, in the moment, I liked it because it was cute.
To me, I was cringing. I was like,
she used to cringe when I would show her the text.
I feel like a couple years ago, maybe I would have been like, I don't know how to call people baby. I don't know how to do this.
Not baby.
I don't know how to do nicknames. Not bunny. But it's like,
there are a lot of nicknames.
I don't want no bunny or sunshine.
Well, no. Damn, I said sunshine. But I didn't I didn't say it like that's your nickname. I just said it when I said good morning. Good morning.
See, that's different. Like, it's different when like someone texts you like, hey, good morning, sunshine. Like, mm-hmm. That's cute.
But
if it's like, hey, bunny, like whenever you see them, like, hey, sunshine.
Isn't that
hey,
the bunny. Name that the girl from You was calling Joe? Bunny. You know?
Oh, shit. Candace. Red flag. That's how you know. Mm-hmm. No, but fuck, I just blanked so hard. I had so much to say.
War flashback.
Yeah. But
love bombing, what else? What else? You had a lot of
I had a lot to say and it just went away.
I mean, you started with it felt so good and blah blah blah. And it's like it didn't seem weird at first.
Yeah, it definitely didn't seem weird at all. Like I was just kind of like, it's new to me and this, you know, like it was the first time I met like someone who's like super loving and like will bake for you and like will like send you gifts and stuff. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. She accused me of being a hopeless romantic and I never wanted to accept it. And, you know, today I finally was like, I'm going to accept it. I am a hopeless romantic. So,
yeah, I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
You guys are so cute. Like, I'm just here like, oh, my God, I wish I was.
I know, right?
I think being a hopeless romantic is not cute. And also, while we're on the topic of love bombing,
think it's not cute?
It's not cute, you know, especially when it's not working. You know?
Yeah, especially if it's not working. You look like you're desperate at this point.
I don't think I look desperate. Did I look desperate?
Look at you questioning yourself. You just look like you're thirsty. Like, you want this person so much, you don't even give a fuck. That's why I don't
think that's hopeless romanticism.
No,
like,
that's,
I think
okay, that's being
is,
thirsty.
This is how I see it. Imagine. Wait. Imagine you're, like, with somebody, and you're, like, all lovey-dovey. Oh, my God, I'm going to take you on a date, QQQ. But the other person is so nonchalant, and they don't really, like, give you the same
energy. Well, that's not the case.
No, but
exactly.
they love in a different way, okay? But you're, like,
this is personal.
Yeah, because that's not hopeless romantic.
That's not hopeless romantic. That's just a hopeless romantic versus like, someone who's not affectionate, which is you. That's what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, but that's usually a lot of the situations, though. Like, a lot, well, not a lot. I'm not going to speak for a lot of people. But it's usually, like, people who aren't really hopeless romantics always, like, for the most part, end up with people who are. So it's always, like, somebody's
giving. Even then, I don't think I think that conversation would be people who are affectionate end up with people who aren't. But I feel like even people who aren't affectionate can be hopeless romantics.
Really? Do you think
so? Yeah. Because hopeless romanticism is like, God, I'll find love one day. Yeah. You know, like I will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But like, it's also different because then I feel like I have that.
Well, mm-hmm. I think she's talking about the entire convo. For, mm-hmm. Like her definition of hopeless romantic, I think, is like the I'll find love one day. And until I find it, like whoever you're with, you're mm-hmm. like just like buying them hella flowers mm-hmm. and like just being this romantic person and they don't all the time. Care. And like,
and it's like, but then again, it's like when that person doesn't care, it's like, well, why are you still accepting it? Like walk away.
A lot of people accept it. They take it. They're like, well, I guess that's not their love language, but that's my love language. Like, you know, like yeah. that's when that comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah, I don't.
Okay, because no, I like stopped you because you were, I was like, you were a different like point of view in my relationship. So I don't know if like I look like an idiot
to me
being no, like, yeah, giving all this. Like,
no, definitely you don't. Like, you don't look like, because
it was reciprocated. It I wasn't like it wasn't.
If it wasn't, or if it was reciprocated, like the person was getting you gift or whatever, but they weren't showing you. Like, in other ways, they weren't really, like, romantic with you.
They were.
I mean, like...
But they were just manipulative. And okay, they didn't realize that they were manipulative. Or they might have. I don't know.
I think, for me, it's the ghosting part of it.
Yeah. And they can't see... Like, they don't see how that was wrong. Mm-hmm. Which is, like...
It's, like, the person, like, Tolu was with... I guess showed the same energy in terms of, like, getting gifts and, like, going on dates. That was, like...
No, sweet. Actually, no.
No?
Okay. Getting gifts, yeah. But going on dates, this person would hang out with their friends before they hung out with me.
You see, that's like, what I'm saying. The energy wasn't like...
Yeah, they definitely weren't really matching.
They're like, I'll send you a gift via pigeon. And this is... but never in person.
Yeah, and this is kind of like a love bombing part because it seemed like this person gave all the love and everything at the start. And like... Mm-hmm. Over time, start like, you know,
took it away.
Taking mm-hmm. it away.
Yeah. I think another red flag is just like not communicating, like when it's like super dead to them and it's over, but you're like, we'll work through it. We're in paradise. We're okay.
I feel like for me, the communication part, both at your point you gave and also in general, like communicating for me mm-hmm. could be a red flag, someone who does not know how to communicate or mm-hmm. does not even like
try. Just be doing stuff. And then when you want to talk about it.
It's people who don't even do anything and not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering why you have a problem. They're like, I don't even do anything. Yeah, that's the problem.
Literally. And they're like, you want to talk about everything. And it's like, well, why don't you want to talk about anything? Like, you just want to sit here.
Right. You just want to sit here and what? Breathe? Like,
literally.
No.
You just want to sit here and breathe.
I mean, that's
cute. I
think
a lot of people do want to sit here and breathe.
It's cute. Don't get me wrong. Like, you can be in silence. Like, you can be with somebody and be like, oh, yeah, we just enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. But if it's that the entire time for, like, every single date, okay, no, that's the mm-hmm. problem.
Or even when there's, like, conflict and it's, like, you're really avoidant and you're like, I can't do this right now. I can't, like, every time the conversation starts, I can't handle this right now. It's too much
for me. She caught me doing that with you the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was so glad you were there.
I was like a third person. I love being a mediator because I'm like, you know what? We're tearing this family apart, right? I know I'm not in the family, but this family is being torn apart.
Yeah.
Honorary member. But yeah, there's a situation where they had like a little debacle outside and then they brought it back up like once we got back to their house. And I was like, well, wait. Wait a minute, guys, you know, because we could talk about this right now. And Ralu was like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But Ralu was the one who brought it up initially.
Exactly. And
that's one of my biggest...
I feel like
this.
You guys are attacking me right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, no, but it's so annoying. It's like you bring something up and then you're suddenly like, oh, I don't want to talk about it
I told
anymore.
You why I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but then we argued it out and had a resolution.
No, do you know, like, the thing, though, is arguing with my sister is very exhausting for me because it goes on for a while.
I literally told you guys outside, like, that's one of my biggest red flags. When somebody brings something to me and they have, like, so much energy and bite behind it, and then it's like, it's time for my response, and they're like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm done. That's one of my biggest red flags because it's always from the person who brings it up.
I told you why I did it because, okay, so I have two siblings. Tolu was the person right here and my brother. We usually get into like a lot of like arguments like about different topics, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like I like get bombarded with a lot of like, you and Wally are on the same side and I'm not on like the same perspective as both you guys. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of the times, it feels like an attack and it feels like I can't get my point across because it feels like it's not getting through.
Yeah.
So I've just gotten that like defense mechanism that I'm just like, okay, whatever.
And
I don't want to talk
also,
about it.
Also, the thing was that day was like the way that you left the conversation too is really like, I don't care about this anymore, so why are we talking about this? And I was like, that's a really bad way to, like, if you don't want to talk about it and leave the conversation, like, yes, that might already rile things up, but the way that you leave the conversation could be dismissive to the other person. And that's also another reason why people are like, you don't care anymore? Well, I care now even more. And I feel like I'm very much so that person. If you tell me I don't care anymore, it's like, well, I care. I dropped all my plans today.
It makes me furious.
I'm different. I'm the kind of person where I feel like because of like how I grew up is like a lot of I grew up like with people bullying me or like mm-hmm. people talking over me or people feeling like they can control who I should be. So mm-hmm. a lot of the times like I'm so like sheltered and like if any form of like argument like comes or happens, I'm just like I don't have the energy to. Mm-hmm. go through this right now because I'm very emotional. Even if I don't show it, I am very emotional. Yeah. I'm just good at hiding it. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of times I just know like it's gonna affect my day and I'm also an empath. So like if the person is getting really angry, I'm also getting angry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah.
I feel like a lot of red flags we're going to talk about is going to be my last relationship because literally...
Like, that's the most recent. That's cool.
Yeah. No, and it's just like this one person has all these red flags that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Sydney, you got any red flags?
Me? What? Never. Not me, big red flag right here.
You're wearing red right now.
I know.
So
speaking of...
I'm not the red flag. I'm just saying relationships be the red flag.
Oh, wait. Hold. Sorry for cutting you off. But after we talk about the red flag, we should talk about a red flag that we all have that we're working on.
Okay.
Well, I think I could go right out and say, like, I feel like I am a love bomber who does not pull away at the end. But mm-hmm. I do see myself being a love bomber. Like, especially, like I said earlier, when things aren't working and I'm like, what can I do to make this better? You know? And I'm like running out of options and my office is like, oh, papers everywhere, fire on fire. And I'm like, what can I do? Or maybe I didn't do enough. But sometimes it's like you have to realize that it's not you who didn't do enough. So you shouldn't start doing more. Because mm-hmm, it's like you're already doing the standard. You know?
So I can go as well. Like, I think my red flag is I could be a little, no, I don't think I would say I can be a little dismissive, but that's only really to specific people. Like people I'm with, I try to pay attention to everything. But I think that in that regard, like my red flag could be because I want something to turn out a certain way, hearing what I want to hear mm-hmm. when they're telling me how it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, first of all, props to you guys for actually coming out, seeing your red flag and, you know, admitting to it. That's mm-hmm. really mature. But yeah, you do have, like, me and Tolu talked about this, especially after the argument that you were talking about, the fact that, like, what was it, the thing? You said, like, you hear what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. Tolu, she, like, having that conversation and actually, like, harshing out saying, like, oh, yeah, that was the whole problem from the start, kind of even made the conversation, like, okay, well, I guess, like, we're just both stupid for even arguing.
Yeah, I know. Because this is where I've been, you know how we've been talking about like spirituality and working on ego and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a huge ego, but I do have an ego problem. And this is why, like, I argue with her a lot because I want to be right a lot. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, like, to help my argument, I will hear things like how I want to hear it, or I'll remember it how I want to remember mm-hmm. it because I'm trying to help myself be right. So
this is why bad memory is also good. Having a bad memory because I can't even remember shit in the first place.
Right.
But yeah,
I think another one of my red flags is like I like to marinate in what's bothering me. Like, if something bothered me today, like, I would take the time to think. And I think it's good to take the time to think about it. Like, I feel this is a green and red flag for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, take the time to marinate about it, think about it, you know, not pop off in that moment.
Yeah.
And then come back and be like, can you talk about
that? That's also my red flag.
I feel like that's a good thing.
And it's like, people will find that annoying, but also it's like, if I said to you what I was thinking in that moment, like, then we'd...
We wouldn't be talking anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd be blocked.
I like that.
It's actually different. Well, I want to say, like, that's also what my red flag is, but it's that in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, mine is me thinking I'm cool with something in the moment, or it being little, but, like, not really caring. In the future, when something related to that happens again, then bringing that up. And then people get irritated by that.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I do that.
I only do it to help the point, though. Like, to be like, this isn't the first time you've done this. Like, I don't do it to, like...
It's like, with stuff like that, it's like, you can be right and wrong. Because it's like, it's a recent conversation that I had with my ex-partner recently. Like, and they would be like, well, if it was bothering you, then I would rather you just tell me then and there. But it's like, I also don't have the words for you right then and there. Like, I'm just, like, shocked that this situation has happened. But I do acknowledge, like, me just sitting here for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I'm like, this is still bothering me. And they were like, I didn't know this was still bothering you. I thought we were cool. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that I think about it, I have so much red flags for myself. For myself, that I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Cause with my last relationship, the one red flag that I've noticed, even with friendships, is like, I'm always busy. That's like, I don't have time.
I don't think it's a red flag.
The thing though is like, and you guys, honestly, when it comes to us working together, I always put everything aside for it. But usually, like, oh my God, people do not shred me.
Rollo will text me and be like, and hey, by the way, I might not be available this entire week, so don't.
I told my friend I'm not going to be available this entire month. So actually, I told him I'm not going to be available until January of next year.
Oh my God. I like me time a lot. So like sometimes I would be like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna hang. Even if it's somebody that I like, I would be like, I'm sorry, I just want, I need to watch an episode of like maybe Insecure or something. I would rather.
I don't think that's bad at all, because there are a lot of people who are like, I'll be there.
My red flag is the exact opposite of that. So I think that you're good.
Because I'm like, I would rather like take time for myself. But it's to an extreme. That's where I'm like, it's good. Yeah. But sometimes I'm just like, I just don't want to see anyone for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's fine.
I've never seen what you said as like, oh my goodness.
Bro, I don't have it. I've had people come from my life.
And I think they're just the wrong people. Fight. I know. I think they're just the wrong people.
But I've had a lot of
it's
like.
It's okay to be busy and be doing shit for yourself.
Because it's like, you set the initiative. Like when you text me something like that, you set the initiative like, I'm busy and it's not personal early on. Even before, like, you even know what you're doing. You just set like the tone that you're a busy person.
People are just salty about that. And okay. Like,
you guys are making me feel better. Because I have had people actually be like, oh, you're too busy for school. Or Miss Busy. Like, I had this one person I don't want to say his name. Not Vita J, somebody else.
You already exposed yourself, though. I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't even know a Jason. So
you do know a Jason. Well, not but that it's not Jason. A Jason. That's
that Jason's like grown as shit.
Yeah, right? Not that Jason, but it's somebody that I know who was like, "Oh, Miss Busy, Busy." I've had people say that a lot.
That's such like. I don't want to say hater mentality, but that's how haters be, like, Miss Busy. Okay, yeah, I'm busy. The fuck, yeah. Like,
so it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong, but you guys saying that, it just like. Okay, yeah, well, no. I guess I'm not. So I guess that's not a red flag.
That is, but what you just said is a red flag. Like people being like upset that you're
now that's
taking your
flag
time
right
to
there.
Be productive.
Right. And
that's a big red flag that's been going on in my life.
See, my red flag is the opposite. It's not being disciplined enough to focus on the shit I actually have to do because I want to make time for a partner.
Oh, same. Me too.
I'm
getting
so
lost
opposite.
In your partner is my big red flag. I like to fucking go through a corn maze.
That was
a
big issue with me and my ex, was us being both being busy and not even having time for each other, because we both care about what we do, that we both worked on our like whatever we were both doing, that we didn't really make time to see each other. That was like an issue. And it's crazy. You guys are like, I drop my career for somebody literally, that I love.
Like, you want to move tomorrow? What? Let's do it.
Wait. That was an extreme statement.
It is.
You said I'll drop kidding, my career.
I don't know about that. People do that.
I know people do it, but it's my red flag, but I don't know to that extent. Like, I don't know if I'm dropping a career for nobody, but...
I feel like, especially at my age, I just value my, like, what I'm doing, because I know, like, I'm probably not going to be with you for long.
Exactly, which is why it's annoying for me, because it's like, for example, my ex, like, someone who I spent so much time, like, and you know the most painful part?
What?
Buying those gifts.
Totally feeling salty, like, dang, I should have ate.
Oh my God. I swear.
I should have
just kept my money.
Like, but like maybe like a month or two ago, I had a conversation with this person where I just told them, you know what? I want to give you back all the stuff that you gave me. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you could give it back, okay? And then I was like, I don't want to give it back. And you can keep everything I ever gave you. I want you to have it. I want you to keep it. Because
I'm dead.
I burnt everything that my ex ever gave me.
I kept them.
I did. Well,
I'm so much of a sentimental person.
No,
I didn't even keep it for sentiment. It was just,
great.
It was a brand new book.
Oh, yeah, I borrowed that.
Like,
that.
I'm going to read that book. And the camera was like a vintage Polaroid camera. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping that.
Well,
like,
my gifts are good
gifts. Like, I'm not going to give that shit back. But
yeah, mine's were like things that died, like flowers. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. It died. So cool.
Oh, actually, yeah. I have flowers in a wine bottle from somebody that I was seeing, who I'm still friends with, still great friends with, and I like kept it because I was the first person who ever gave me flowers.
You still have the flowers?
Yeah, in the wine bottle, and
it didn't die.
Because I put water in it, and so it like all the colors from the roses like faded into the water, and it's so pretty and like pink and purple. And,
oh my God, that's so cute.
And I'm just like, I mean, I like to keep stuff like that because I really truly appreciate gifts, even if it's a shitty gift, and it's like that moment. Like, I always look at it and remember that moment, how it felt to receive it from that person. Right.
Yeah. And, like, you know how I totally get that, because even after I broke up with this person, like, I was hurt as fuck, but I kind of looked at it positively. Like, mm-hmm. it was great when they gave me these gifts. Mm-hmm. They were great to me and shit, at, you know, sometimes. And, like, I just didn't want it to all be, like, negative.
So. I had a lot of impulsive actions after my ex broke up with me.
Oh, yeah, you were burning shit.
I'm setting the house on fire.
I burned shit. I threw shit away. I was like, yeah, I don't want any memory. I burned the photos. I was like, I don't want any memory. I just want to get over this person. Like, I'm done. And that worked, honestly. Like, I got over, like, my ex. I'm like, what?
I mean, all I did was, like, have rebounds. But, like, I was in therapy.
All I did was, rebounds. Oh, I also had therapy. So I had rebounds, which I feel so bad for.
And you know, I was telling you while you was having this was a rebound. Just like, no, you know how I feel. It's not a rebound.
But
totally was a rebound.
I feel so bad because this rebound was a great person. Like
he was
amazing person. Like
the red flag? Are you the drama?
I probably was
the red flag. To be honest, I probably was. Like I feel like I want to hear from people that I've been with. My red flag for them, like their perspective of like things that do you know what I feel like one would be is like I sucked at communicating how I felt.
Communication is the such a red flag. Like if someone, because this was beginning, I feel like people are gonna show you from the jump how good or bad they are at communicating if mm-hmm. you're that observant. Mm-hmm. But continue.
Oh yes, that is a big red flag. Like believe people, like when they tell you about their experiences and their role in that experience. Yeah. And also how much information they give away about like a person you don't even know, but they're like, this is that person.
No, my God. I feel like if I'm talking about my ex right now, people who know that I was dating my ex. When
it could be any ex.
Okay. I have a,
making it very specific. You didn't have to make it that specific. But,
okay. Well, anyways, like my ex, like I feel like now that I think about it, there were like red flags that I ignored it from the jump.
You know what? I can't sit here and be like, you and everyone literally
around the person. Do not say their name.
No, okay. I'm not talking about your ex. Okay. Like, I'm talking about you and my brother and like all the other people that told me that my ex was toxic And like, I didn't listen.
Tolu almost got into, like, she got super mad at me for telling her the truth about her ex. I was like, this is so obvious. I get it. You're like in love and you're blind to whatever's happening, but you're being a dumb bitch right now. So,
I know. And I told this person that, but I think overall, like, the communication part, obviously they sucked. They ghosted me for 3 weeks before I was finally like, okay, you know what? Let me end this. And then when I decide to end it and communicate, how, isn't it crazy? When I did the only communicating for both of us at the end, they like blocked me on everything and that was it. And then all of a sudden, they resurface and I'm being accused of being abusive. So that was wild. That's a red flag on its own.
Everything in that relationship was a red flag.
Right. Like, I always knew that this person had like a, and I know some people might be offended by this, but this person definitely had like a victim mentality. Yeah.
That's also a red flag. People who think everything is done at them.
Or people, one red flag that I keep noticing with just like different people, it's like you bring it to their attention that something here is wrong. And then they're like, they instantly self-deprecate and they're like, everybody's trying to make me the bad guy here.
Right. Oh my God. Everybody, I hate that.
But it's like, you don't have to be, even if you are being the bad guy, if I'm bringing this between me and you, it's like, I'm telling you this because it's like, I want it to change. Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Not because I'm like, you did this to me.
Right.
Say sorry. That, get on your knees, you know?
I think this is a very obvious red flag. Mm-hmm. People who flake on you.
Yep.
From this like very beginning of like a relationship, because I've had friends who like have had people who flicked on them from the start.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep. Like,
or oh, sorry, something happened and like you just like didn't. So what?
You weren't going to say anything.
You forgot about me. You didn't talk.
And,
like,
and then they flake on you and don't tell, like, don't text you until like an hour after you were supposed to meet them.
That's so, for me, that's disrespectful because that's like somebody's time. And for this is for me, if I feel like for me, it's more annoying because I'm a scheduler. I schedule my day, like what I'm doing in the morning, what I'm doing in the afternoon, like who I'm meeting. Everything is literally timed. So whenever like someone like comes to me and says like, oh, sorry, I'm canceling an hour before, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it just,
and then
like,
you have to bring your red pen out and scratch the map.
I have to bring my phone and go on my app and be like, oh, shit. Like, it's so annoying.
And put like a red circle next to their name.
Also, well, I got stood up once like by an ex. So that was shitty.
I got stood up by this person that I didn't. Well, it was like somebody that I met on online. It wasn't like a dating app.
I was gonna say Tinder stories.
I guess like it wasn't like being stood up. Was it, Tolu? Because I feel like I'm just trying, like the person that I was talking to who kind of stood me up, like didn't show up for the date.
Yeah, that's being stood up. That's exactly what
it is.
He didn't tell me that something happened, and then after I was there like waiting, I just like, oh, sorry, something happened. And I'm like, what the fuck? You had a, like, all like, even in the morning you could have texted me or something.
I think, well, another red flag is when they only hit you up when they need something.
Literally
on that, only hitting you up at night.
He was a fucking vampire.
He was a vampire.
He only hit her up after hours. That was so bogus.
Booty call, red flag.
You know what's crazy? That's so stupid. Jesus Christ.
There's so many red flags with that person.
This
person lived in like the far burbs from where we lived and will have her like come to see him at night and would not even offer to like drive her back home.
That's not my red flags. Sometimes you never come and see me.
Sometimes he did. No, I didn't let him because I told him like my...
Well, just in general, you never come and see me or either I'm always coming to you. There's never any like, let me pay for your ride. Let me do this.
That's also a red flag when it's one-sided.
The Ubers. Oh my God. I had this one time. The Uber driver was like, are you good? Like, you shouldn't be out at night. I'm like, mind your fucking business.
When the Uber driver is like, I feel something's wrong here.
Yeah. I was like, I had a onesie. I wore a onesie.
I'm dead.
It's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I think, side note, most Uber driver like situation was like when they were like, something's wrong here. It was also like he was Nigerian, which sucked because you know how nosy they be.
Yeah.
But it was like a one night stand and I'm like, I'm like unbuttoned and like trying to get my shit together. And like the person gave me a plant in like a wine glass cup. Mm-hmm. So like it was so random. Like it's 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm like all kinds of fucked up and I'm holding a plant in a glass cup. And dude was just confused. Like, what the fuck?
Or I think every time I get an Uber, because it's like I'm one of those people who like it could be raining. I look out on the rain and then that one drop of rain falls down the window. It. And then I'm like crying in the back of an Uber.
I'm
one of those people very frequently, actually, because I'm a reminiscer. And then my Uber drivers are always looking at me in the rearview mirror like,
you good?
Is everything good? And I'm like,
yes.
They
think you use a little kid though.
I do. Literally. Oh my goodness.
So what's your mom
time.
Do? Do you good?
Are you okay? Yeah. But, oh yeah, this is one that people don't talk about a lot.
Which one?
One person having a lower or higher sex drive than the other person. Like, is this a red flag or is it not? Like, I've heard people talk about it as a red flag.
That's not a red flag. Well, if the person is like, well, we're doing this, that's a red flag. But just in general.
That's rape.
Well, obviously that's rape.
Prison,
but I mean, like,
prison rape.
If one person's always horny. And the other person isn't.
I mean,
that just means you don't match sexually. Like,
exactly.
Be together. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's a red flag.
A
I just think
that's just not your person.
You're not compatible sexually.
It's not.
You know? Right. Only sometimes. I feel like I've been in those situations, like being around a person who's super hypersexual. And I'm like, can we just finish the movie?
That's me. I feel like most of my relationships, I'm the
opposite end of this. Y'all both the same side.
Well, don't get me wrong. I have a decently high sex drive, but I feel like people that I've been with to the roof, like, dang, chill.
I mean it in a sense of like if I'm at this person's house like frequently or something, and then it's just like, okay, we did this 3 times today already, so. And I'm tired. Like it can only go so long, you know, before something breaks, you know. I'm on my last leg here. And they're like, I just can't. You're just you're so sexy. And I'm like, God, you know, like flattery be working, but I'm like, you want it to work, right?
Like, do you ever like been with somebody who has such a high sex drive that you actually have like, you know, it's cool, but then when it's over, you're like, damn,
I'm tired.
Literally.
Dude, I have a really high sex drive. And I feel like y'all are probably the people that I've been with. Just like,
I feel like my partners, or even like the first time when I first started dating, because I didn't start dating seriously until after I graduated high school. So
same.
It's like first real boyfriend, it's like I was the maniac. I was like, oh, that's like, you're my man, and like that thing is available. Let's do this again for the 5th time today. Like, nobody's here, you know? And
And
then just like slowly growing out of the curiosity.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was telling you. Remember when I was like, sex used to be better, and we're not better, but like,
I think it's better to imagine.
To imagine, in high school. Like, I was doing it more and like more excited to do it all the time in high school compared to now. Like, now it's like, obviously I'm still like, but it's not as like exciting and like, well, it is, but I don't know how to explain. Like, I don't know if you know what I mean.
I feel like
I think it's kind of what you just said.
It depends on the person.
I was also thinking in a shower, like literally 2 days ago, like thinking about, I don't want to say all my bodies, but like just thinking about the people that I've been with and like, how did we end up in that situation? Like, how do we get here? Where we just
oh my God, there's so many random anymore. People that I think about. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
I know.
Like, what led to what?
Like, I know what led to what.
There's people, and if I like tell you their names, you'll be like, what the fuck? And how did that happen?
I haven't had that because I'm very calm. Like, I'm like, I'm very like,
There's people I forgot I had relations with. And
I'm
like,
fucking
the fuck
dead.
Sometimes
happen?
You do forget. And it's like,
and then you see them and you're like, why is this kind of awkward? And it's like, oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, you mean in that way? Oh, my God. Like, I don't think I've had that happen where I'm like, I forgot I had sex with you. Like,
Well, not necessarily sex per se, but people that I have been sexual with. Like, I remember everyone that I've had sex with, but I don't remember everyone that I've done sexual things with.
I definitely remember, because I just remember things like that. I don't know why.
Well, I'll randomly remember. I'll just say it's not always on my mind, but I'll randomly remember sometimes that I had a sexual relationship with this person.
This specific conversation just reminded me another one of my red flags. It's like, I feel like everybody who I've had a piece of, whether it be sexually or romantically, I'm just like, in a way, even if I don't want you, even if I hate you, I'm just like, you're mine.
Yeah, so you have that kind of like ownership. So you have like a little bit of possession. Yeah.
Or even,
I don't, definitely.
Especially like if it's a recent person and I'm just like, you're mine and you're doing this? Like, what's going on?
I do get that. I do have that a little bit about someone recently.
I feel like in a heterosexual relationship, like with men are possessive, very, very possessive.
I learned from them how to be possessive.
I really dislike that. And I've noticed like I don't tend to like men who, like, that's a red flag for me. If you're like, you're mine. I'm like,
but the way men do it, they're like,
I think it's,
you're mine, but I still don't want you. I'm still not going to do anything.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, why?
That's not my type of
possession.
They want
you, but they don't want you.
They don't want you. No, they just want to say that, like, they want to have you wrapped around their finger.
They want you to be on your best behavior while they're living their life.
And to be frank, I don't have time for that shit. Like, I just, the fuck?
Like, I could be either on my best behavior with you or with the nice, cute man down the street.
Right. Exactly. No, exactly. Okay, it's another red flag. So, I feel like a red flag for me, and this is, I'm talking, all my red flags are based on experiences. So this, if a person, you go on a date, well, not a date. Well, to me, it was at least like a party date.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about also like how people don't plan real dates anymore?
True.
What? I was thinking about this. Like I want to plan real dates with people now. Like
the date that it wasn't planned. It was just like a random like 4th of July. The person, I hope they don't know it's them.
But I found...
You already said the date.
All right.
So they probably know.
It could be anyone.
It could have been 4th of July, 8th grade.
They for sure know.
Okay, well, I feel like this was like a red flag. And I feel like the reason it was a red flag was because I feel like I was the only person who saw this person, like saw something with the person. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was more, but to the person, it seemed like it wasn't. It was just like a friendship like thing. Mm-hmm. But like going on a date with somebody and they're hitting on other girls. Or they're letting other girls hit on them, knowing.
Oh, wait, you were talking about a totally different person. I just realized who it is.
Exactly.
Damn.
Is it who you talking me about? For me.
That is definitely a red flag.
That's definitely a red flag.
When I think I might have been... I don't know if I might have been guilty of this. I've had a past. But, I mean, it's not when you don't necessarily, like, define your relationship with somebody and you don't know what exactly the boundaries are. Mm-hmm. And I think that people should be more clear when they go out. Is this a date? Yes or no?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. I agree.
Or either when you're like, we never go out anywhere. We never had our first date. And they're like, we did. I took you to McDonald's. Yeah. Like, that day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, to the fuck. No, not McDonald's.
That's definitely a thing. And then when you've been talking for a while, you don't even know. Like, it's unclear.
Question. Is McDonald's a date?
No.
Nah.
Cool. Well, I mean, you have to realize maybe people might not have all that budget. But if you set this tone, like, I want to take you, regardless of where it is. No, I'm not True. Saying I want my date to be at McDonald's. I'm not going to McDonald's.
But, you know, if that's your thing, then.
But it's like, if you have to go, like, think about high school kids or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to take you out and spend time with you, and we're going to eat while we do it, you know? Yeah. And, like, I want to take you out in this formal way, and it may or may not be McDonald's. Then, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I feel like
don't take me to McDonald's.
So unsatisfied. No. You're like, okay. Yeah, I mean, cool. Not me, though.
To that point now, I realize I've never been on an official date.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I have.
I've gone out to cute romantic shit with people, but it's never been officially called a date.
I feel like that's why I'm sick of like dating, because I've gone to so many you know this. You'll be seeing me when I'm like, I'm on a date today, tomorrow.
You know what? I'm going to ask someone to go on a date with me.
Literally. Or so even my issue.
Scary.
One of my big red flags.
Honestly, I stopped giving a fuck. Like, If you say no, it's no.
Cool. No, it's scary to be on a date and like you're asking each other questions. You're like,
yeah,
so,
I hate interviewing each other.
What's your favorite food?
Like, that shit is the worst. Like talking to somebody new and like trying to keep a conversation going.
Mm-hmm. So awkward.
Like sipping my drink, like
small talk.
I have itches. I be itching everywhere. I'm nervous. I'm like sweating on my
palm. I think in person is better though than texting.
I do too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I do agree.
I'm a horrible flirt in person. I'm like, can I grab your hand?
And yo, that's let me tell you about one flirting date that I had when I was high. I had like this bad weed high or this bad weed experience.
Wait, was this when you were like, did they lace the weed?
Yeah, I was like, I thought I still feel like they did, but whatever.
You were the only one that thought so. Though, I know. So.
Like bad weed or bad high or something. And I had a bad trip. Yeah. So I was like really tweaking. Like I was tweaking so bad. I thought I was going to die. I thought like someone poisoned everyone's water. I was like, I was asking everyone, did your water get poisoned? But,
my goodness.
This dude just walks up to me. He's like trying to get to know me. He's like, hi. Like, I see you at the door. Are you like bored? Cause I was like at the door person. I was getting money for the ticket, whatever. And he's like, and I'm like, do you like food? I just said like the dumbest shit ever.
Got
so awkward that he didn't know how to talk to me anymore because I was not communicating. I was saying gibberish at that point. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. And I came out and I told him, like, help me. I literally walked away from him. Mm-hmm. He was talking. I left him. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I just
left him mid.
I want to refrain. Well, not refrain, because not saying that I'll never do it again, but it's like I want to refrain from the amount of times that I'm under influence with somebody I like. Because recently with my last person, not recently, oh my God, but like with my last person, we had smoked, you know, and I was so high and I was thinking, and we were like sitting in their bed, like just like talking and having a high conversation. Right. And then I was like kind of disassociating, like forgetting, like, and I'm like, oh my God, does he think I'm weird? Does he think... And then I had to come back into reality, like, no, like, we've been together. Like, you know who I am. Like, you're not a stranger. And you know I'm high right now. And then they were like, it's okay, I'm high too. Like, I'm, like, stuttering. And I was like, okay, like, let me, like, stop thinking like this. And I remember the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, my God. He thought I was so weird. And this is after we had been well acquainted for, like, a hot minute, you know, right. Like, for a long time, you know. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, he's never even talked to me. That was so weird. Like, yeah. He thinks I'm weird now. And then he literally called me like 30 minutes later and was like, hey. And I was like, I'm so sorry about last night. Like, I was so high. And he was like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I was high, too. And I was like, okay. So
that brings me to another red flag for me.
What?
This is, people are probably going to be a little, I don't know, maybe salty or that I say this, but someone who's always high for me, like that's a red flag for me, because like
it's like, or, am I not good enough to enjoy
right,
sober,
like exactly, like it's for me, it's just like you, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, how do you not, like, I understand being high, obviously I smoke as well, sometimes I'm high sometimes, but it's like, how do you not stay present enough in yourself, like in your own body, where you always have to escape it, like you always have to be high.
Yeah, like, and even if you're not like super fucked up, it's just like, I need to smoke.
Yeah, like I know people who need to be high like all the time.
That's
and that's a red flag
to me.
Is
people who smoke too much.
Yeah,
like if you smoke too much, and like, or like if people who smell like weed all the time.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind that because I'm
that's not really like. I mean, I think the only reason why I would mind that is just because I don't really like the smell.
Of weed. Unless, like, say I'm like, let's go to my grandmother's birthday. And you're like, yeah.
Like, skunk.
But I don't think I've had that happen yet where I'm like, oh, my God, you stink. We can't go anywhere. But I do. But I have had situations where I'm like around the person who always smokes. And it's like we're chilling at their house and they're like, I'm just frustrated right now. Like, it's not you. I'm just frustrated because I'm not high. I don't have any weed on me right now.
Right. Like, oh, that's a red flag for me.
Like, I just can't. I hate it.
Like, I have times where I want to be, like, when I'm out and, like, at a party, like, I want to be drunk and high. Like, I want to be on shrooms.
That's why I'm at a party.
Exactly. But, like, when, you know, like, I'm having an intimate conversation or intimate moment with people, I like to be like me, fully sober and like present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also the thing is, when I'm high, I tend to not fully experience things the way I do when I'm sober. Like, I'm always in my head panicking about something or like
trying to
questioning
focus on
if
breathing.
The moment is real. Like, right, exactly. So, yeah.
That's why you do CBD, kids.
That's why I do CBD. CBD is the fucking best. And I feel like people don't acknowledge that enough. Yeah. Like, it's fire.
I feel like people really like the feeling of being high. So, like, that's why. Cause, you
know. Yeah, that's the thing. Some people like the feeling of being high.
I feel like recently, like, my highs are always very anxious.
I think for me, CBD makes me relax, and I like feeling relaxed.
Same. CBD and alcohol, best combo.
Yeah.
No.
Trust
shrooms
me.
And alcohol?
If you're listening,
oh
yeah.
My, the government or...
Oh, shit.
bleep that part out.
Well, first of all, the shrooms part, we gonna bleep that, but yeah. We CBD is legal.
You can say
so.
Shrooms on a podcast.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It. Shrooms and alcohol and yeah. CBD and alcohol are the best combo. Yeah.
I don't know. Alcohol, if I had to just like step away from alcohol, I'm really not a drinker at all. Like,
I'm not a drinker per se, but mm-hmm. I do like to drink.
I wish yeah. I could say the same kind.
Like, if I'm socially out, like with people and they're like, "You want to have a drink?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I'll take
it." Oh,
one,
I know. If there's a drink available, I'll take it.
Right? Yeah. Me too. I, for me, I am not an alcoholic. I would start
not
there.
Not an alcoholic.
When I say
but...
it, people, I feel like I. Drink to be relaxed, to
exactly.
fall asleep, to like kind of reduce stress or something. Like, you know,
I don't know. Drinking just makes my loins loose.
Drinking makes me, I feel like it's because I'm just like a lightweight. So drinking, I'm like, I can't do much of it, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, okay, I'll be tipsy. And then I'm like, okay, I could go a little bit further. And then next thing you know, it's like, you've done too much. It's only been like a couple of shots. And
makes like, me. I like being drunk because I'm free and I can dance at parties and I can like mess with whoever. Like I was like eyeing because if I'm sober, I'm not going to approach anyone. Mm-hmm. That's one thing, first of all. But if I'm like a little tipsy, I'll go up to somebody and be like, hey.
I feel like if I'm anything, I'm going to go up to somebody and be like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, but I can't. Sober, I overthink everything. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
But yeah,
do you guys want to do a part two because we're now over an
yeah
hour?
We can do part two, so yeah. You want to, we can just end it here.
Yeah,
so yeah guys, that is it for the red flags episode. Let us know what you think.
I'm gonna put a question on this episode. What are your red flags? So we can see open
we can
discussion.
Make a poll too on Instagram on the Range Media account. Like, what are your red flags? Be honest.
Yeah,
right. But thank you so much for listening or watching. Oh, wait, there's no video.
There's no videos for this episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen while I'm talking about my red flags.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm guilty.
Hide my face.
But yeah, follow us on social media at Raolax, Raolax.
Damn, I thought you was going to promote Range. You instantly plugged myself.
I'm just kidding. Oh, follow Range Media on Instagram. It's Range Media.
RANJ.
Media.
M-E-D-I-A.
Yes.
I was worried I was going to butcher the spelling of media, but
it's Range Media everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
Yes. And follow me on Instagram. I'm Sydney at Clueless Fool. CLUELESSFUL. Follow me on Twitter too at Brown Angel with a 4. BROWN4NGEL. No, that's the
you
real
struggle for that one.
I was like holding on, like oh,
don't follow
I was
my
same,
Twitter.
Grabbing the pillow, like is she gonna get it right? And I'm Sounds from Season, Season spelled SCN on Instagram, and Next on Season, same spelling on Twitter.
Peace out,
peace Bye. Out. I hope you have a good week. We'll be right back.